The people in the occupied West Bank have held separate funerals for two Palestinians shot dead by Israeli forces. Hundreds of people in Al-Khalil joined the funeral of a young man who was shot by Israeli forces on Thursday. 24-year-old Shadi Arafe was shot dead by Israeli troops following a car ramming attack in the West Bank. Also in Anata village, hundreds of Palestinians joined a funeral procession held for Mahmoud Elain. The 22-year-old succumbed to his wounds a week after Israeli forces shot him in the head with a live bullet in Ramallah. Tensions on occupied Palestinian lands have been on the rise over Tel Aviv's restrictions on the Al-Aqsa Mosque, as well as its illegal settlement expansions. 92 Palestinians, including children, have been killed in the spate of violence that began in October. To discuss that further, I joined Mr. Gilad Atzmon, who is a musician, author, and political commentator, and he's joining us live now via Skype from Inverness in the UK. Mr. Atzmon, thanks very much for joining us. I'm curious to know what your opinion is on all this violence that we're seeing throughout the occupied territories between Israelis and Palestinians.
I think that the message for all of us is, as some of us realize for more than a while, that Palestine is at the forefront of this struggle. We heard that a few days ago, the Swedish foreign minister came out with such a realization. Unless we solve the issues in Palestine, we liberate these people once and for all, we are not going to move forward. This is becoming a global conflict, and unfortunately, Palestine is at the center of it. These people who are abused for decades by the Jewish states.
Right, and it's interesting, isn't it, Mr. Atzmon, that we talk about peace and freedom for the Palestinian peoples, but who will take up the reins for that in the international community? Because, you know, we always, as usual, we see muted responses by the West, be it by the Arab world.
I totally agree with you, and it is very clear to me for more than a while, and apparently it is now also clear to many Palestinians in Palestine, that the only people who can liberate the Palestinians are the Palestinians themselves. And this is the nature of the new intifada, if you want to call it intifada. And this is what we see all over the world. This is what we see in the Middle East now. We have to start to understand that we are dealing with people who are for decades, and some people will say even for centuries, are abused by Western imperialism. And now we see in the last 20 years the measures of a new colonialism, the Zionicon, the neocon movement that is there to serve Zionist interest. I think that people all over the world saying enough is enough. I wouldn't count on politicians. I think that Palestinian people understand it as well.
Okay, we'll leave it there at that point. But of course, as always, we do sincerely appreciate hearing your insights. That was Mr. Gilad Atzmon, who would be speaking to us live via Skype.